The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Menachos Tavnun Gimel. The Gemara and this daf discusses laws of Menachos, that most Menachos have a portion of them that is brought on the Mizbeach. And the Torah says you can't bring any chametz on the Mizbeach. Most korbanis that have bread, it's not chametz. Two exceptions, for example, lachmei toides, some breads that are chametz. But the general rule is that breads of korbanis are not chametz. Al menaches, that they have a chelik brought on the Mizbeach, they're all not chametz. And just like we have to be careful with our bread that we have for Pesach, the matzah, that it's not chametz. The Gemara here discusses how there are ways we have to be careful with these breads brought from Menachos to make sure that they don't become chametz. There are discussions how to do shimur for this matzah, for the breads of the Menachos, which are matzah in essence. There are discussions how to do shimur, the shimur lishma, how exactly it's done. But the point of what we're discussing right now is that it has to be that it's not chametz, it has to be matzah. And it's called matzah. And the Maharal, in Gevuras Hashem, learns the halacha from this sugya, from this gemara that says that menachos, which are matzah, they have to be careful they don't become chametz, and they're considered matzah. Says the Maharal, we see from over here, we can learn from over here what the definition of matzah is, for Pesach matzah as well. Because there's one thing that's interesting about Menachos that's very different than the matzah we eat, at least Pesach by night, is that Menachos have in them some oil component. They're all mixed with oil. The matzah we eat, as they say, by night, is plain water and flour without any other additive. Nothing else is added. And the reason why we eat matzah that's made out of just flour and water is because matzah, it says by matzah of Pesach, that it has to be lechem oini. It has to be poor, and one of the drashas of Chazal is that it has to be that it's not lechem ashiro. It's not like what we call matzah ashiro. It should not be mixed with other juices or liquids such as oil, or fruit juice. It should not be kneaded with these things. The Maharal says, but you see from our Gemara, that even though there's a drasha of Chazal, that you're not supposed to eat matzah Pesach by night from matzah that's mixed with other liquids, but you see that it is considered matzah. It won't be lechem oini, but it is matzah. Nainaf gemino. What's the difference what are we gaining by saying that it's matzah, although it's not lechem oini? Says the Maharal, it's sort of two things. First of all, if somebody doesn't have any matzah other than matzah ashira, will they be fulfilling anything by eating that matzah? Says the Maharal, they will. You see from our Gemara that even matzah that's mixed with oil is called matzah. The menachos which were mixed with oil are called matzah. So you see, it's called matzah as a name, matzah. It's just, says the Maharal, that it's lacking an extra added din, an added din that it's supposed to be lechem oini. That added halacha a person won't get if they eat matzah that was mixed with other liquids. So in lack of other choice, a person should certainly eat, says the Maharal, such matzah that is mixed with other liquids, because they will fulfill the main mitzvah of matzah, just as they'll be lacking the extra mitzvah of it being lechem oini. You will see later how this Maharal has a practical nafka mina, even for someone that's not lacking what to eat Pesach by night. Even if they do have the choice, even for people, Baruch Hashem, hopefully most people do have the choice, that they could have regular lechem oini, regular matzah that has no other liquids. Nevertheless, there is an afkimina lehalacha with the maral. Comes the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Pesach, Simetov Ayin Aleph, Siskot and Hay, and he brings down this maral. And the maral says that even though the bread has other liquids, it could still be considered matzah, and a person could still fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, just as they'll be lacking lechem oini. And he brings a raya from mass, from the matzah of Menachos. Says the Magen Avraham, I have a raya and sakert all the way around. The Gemara in Masechet Pesachim says that a person could use chalais toida and rikike nazir for Pesach to be yoytza the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach. And the Gemara asks, then the chayot matzah ashira. These breads are mixed with oil, so it's matzah ashira. So the Gemara answers, no, revius him is chalekev le'asim chalas. The Gemara answers that it's so little oil, and that little oil is divided into so many breads, that the amount of oil that's there is not going to make it be considered lechem ashir. It's not going to be matzah ashir, it will still remain being lechem oini. Says the Magen Avraham, we see from this Gemara, that had there been a substantial amount of oil mixed in, he wouldn't be yoytza to the mitzvah. So says the Magen Avraham like this, if you'll tell me that a person can be yoytza even with the eved, that they have no other bread, they could be yoytza with matzah ashira, matzah mixed with a substantial amount of other liquids. So why? What was the Gemara's question? Let the Gemara answer. It's talking about somebody that has no other bread other than these lachmei toider or chalas toider kikei nazir. That is say he has nothing else other than this. And the Gemara will say that since he has nothing else, so he's fulfilling his mitzvah of matzah, even though he's not fulfilling the mitzvah of having the extra halacha of having lechem oini. Says the Magen Avraham, it's a raya, it must be, that if there's a substantial amount of oil mixed in, then he will not fulfill his mitzvah of matzah at all. Even the mitzvah of matzah. He has zero mitzvah, absolutely no mitzvah, if it has a substantial amount of oil mixed in. The only, according to the Gemara's answer, that it's a minute amount of oil, then the Gemara says it's considered, even so, lechem oini, so then he'll fulfill the mitzvah of both matzah and lechem oini. But without, once it's lacking, being lechem oini, he does not fulfill any mitzvah at all. No mitzvah whatsoever. And the Magen Avraham continues on with other rayas, but the point being that the Magen Avraham disagrees with the Maral about whether matzah that's mixed with a substantial amount of other liquids could a person fulfill even part of the mitzvah of matzah of Pesach by night. So as we said before, where's the nafkah mina of this? So the truth is, the Shulchan Aruch says that may perish with water. If a person adds another liquid into matzah when they need the matzah, it will make the matzah become chametz quicker. And therefore, the halacha is any matzah a person wants to use on Pesach, says in Shulchan Aruch, a person should not mix in other liquids. And if a person did, they should make sure to bake it quickly. And according to the Mechaber, it would seem a person could eat such matzah as long as they were careful that it did not become chametz. However, the Rambam, according to the opinion of the Rambam, which is the way Ashkenazim follow, a person cannot eat matzah that was mixed with other liquids, and even if there's no other water. Chazal tells us like this. Chazal says that if you have flour and you mix it with water, so then it will be able to become something that's called chametz. It will be able to rise and become something that's called chametz. If it's mixed with anything other than, with other liquids other than water, it won't become chametz at all. However, if it's mixed, if flour is mixed with some water and some other liquids, so then we say it becomes chametz even faster. And therefore we're worried that if a person mixes flour with some water and some other liquid, that it became chametz so fast and he didn't even realize, and therefore we say he should not eat it. So according to the Mechaber, a person should just be careful. If a person didn't eat, they should just make sure to bake it right away so that they don't make it into chametz. But according to the Rambam, even if there's no water there, we don't eat it. First, for certainly, if there is water and other liquid, we don't eat it. And even if there's no other water, even if there's absolutely no water mixed in, we also don't eat it. One of the reasons is because we're choshish, that maybe a little water somehow got mixed in. So in essence, according to the remark of Ashkenazim, we anyways don't eat matzah ashiro, a whole Pesach, even if there's no, except someone can ask a shayla when it comes to choylem, but even if there's no water mixed in, no known water mixed in, we won't eat matzah ashir, matzah that's mixed, basically flour that was mixed with other liquids even without any water. So if we don't eat it, and certainly we don't eat, so if it's not mixed with water, so then for sure you can't be yotze Pesach by night the mitzvah of matzah, because it's something that does not become chametz, you cannot be yotze the mitzvah of matzah. The whole discussion of the Maral and the Magen Avraham, whether a person could at least be yotze a partial mitzvah with eating matzah ashira, eating matzah mixed with other liquids, is only when it has water and also some other liquid. But if there's no water there, the Maral agrees that you can't use it for matzah, because then it's something that, at least according to many shittas, will not become chametz. The whole discussion is only when there is water and a substantial amount of other liquid. So therefore, in practical terms, since according to the Rambam, whenever there's water mixed in, we're not going to eat. We don't even eat when there's no water mixed in. And certainly when there's water mixed in, we're not going to touch such matzah. Even Sfardim, it's not as posher. I think it's not so posher that they would eat. Not sure. I think it's also not posher that the Sfardim would eat matzah that was mixed with flour, water, and other liquids. So therefore, in truth, the nafkamina of whether a person could use matzah ashira in lack of other matzah that's lechem oini is not really practical. But what is practical is the following. Whatever that is, another halacha. The halacha is that on Erev Pesach you're not allowed to eat matzah, based on Yerushalmi. This iser of not eating matzah on Erev Pesach only applies to matzah that a person could eat Pesach by night and fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. So, according to the Maral, that a person could fulfill the mitzvah Pesach by night with matzah that's mixed partial water, partial other liquids, even substantial amount of other liquids. So if they can be yoy to the mitzvah of matzah at night, then they can't eat it the whole Erev Pesach day, even starting from the beginning of the morning. However, according to the Magen Avraham, that a person cannot be yoy to any mitzvah of matzah at night with matzah that's mixed with water and a substantial amount of other liquids, so then they could eat such matzah on Erev Pesach. So this is quite practical that, see, it's not, the mice might not be as practical as it sounds, but this is a nafkemino, that even though on Pesach we don't eat matzah ashira, we don't eat egg matzah, even if it has no other liquid, except for these fruit juices, even if it has no water, we don't need egg matzah. So certainly Pesach by night. And Baruch Hashem, we do have availability of matzah that has mixed in it water only. And even though we don't eat such things, but it's nagiyah to Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, before the Isra of Chametz comes up in the morning, the first few hours of the day, when there's no Isra of Chametz at all, and a person certainly could eat anything that they can't be yoy to the mitzvah. So according to the Maral, a person can't eat matzah that has a substantial amount of other liquids. According to the Magen Avraham, one can. This comes as very negeya, many people are yoy to Asudah Shabbos when it comes out Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. So then there's different ways. Some people eat, they have real chametz rolls, and they're just very careful to eat it all up and to throw out the crumbs and get rid of the chametz and keep separate dishes for the Pesach and the chametz. And nowadays with disposable dishes, it's a lot easier. Now getting to the whole discussion, other people, they just use egg matzah. And they have their Suda Shabbos with egg matzah. And egg matzah, even though we don't eat it on Pesach, but it's not chametz per se. And you don't have to be as careful with mixing that and matzah with the Pesach ticket dishes and Pesach ticket food and having any leftovers. You could keep it. You could keep it in your house. Now, the egg matzah, so therefore it would seem that this machlokes between the Magen Avraham and Maral would be nageya to egg matzah. However, it's not so practical with them. Egg matzah that's sold is egg matzah that has no water mixed in. Absolutely no water. The machlokes, as we mentioned, is when there's water and a substantial amount of other liquids. We also mentioned that the Magen Avraham clearly agrees to the Maral that if it's zarim, it's a minute amount of other liquids, then they would be able to be yotze the mitzvah Pesach by night, like it's mavur in the Gemara. By chalis toida mikikin ozir. And here the Gemara says a person could go and be yotze the mitzvah Pesach by night. On this topic of what lechem oini is, the lechem oini requires that a person should not eat matzah ashira. A person should eat matzah that's with only water and flour and not other liquids, not something that would be considered matzah ashira. There's an interesting opinion of the Beis Brisk, the Talmid Chachamim from the Brisker dynasty. They had a diuk in the Rambam, and based on that they have an interesting, they follow up psak, they fear zech in a certain way. The Rambam is mashma that the din of lechem oini, that you mentioned, it should not be matzah made with other liquids, is not only to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah Pesach by night, but it's a din that the first day of Pesach, whether by day, whether by night, you should not eat matzah that's considered matzah ashira. The Brisk Rav in Sefer in Hilchos Chametz to Matzah says this halacha, and it's mikubal. There's a minig in the Chaim Brisker did, and he came from Beis Halevi and the Chaim Brisker, and they had this minig, and they say that they went back to the Chaim Volozhin, that they were noyeg chumra that the first day they would not eat kibrochs. They would eat kibrochs the rest of Pesach, but not the first day of Pesach, or in Chutzlar, the first 2 days of Pesach. And the reason being, they added to the first halacha, the first understanding now of the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that the halacha of lechem oini is not only Pesach, the matzah that you're doing to the mitzvah matzah with, but it's continued as added to that the whole first day of Pesach, a person should not eat matzah that's considered matzah ashira. And they also held that matzah that's soaked in water, gebracht, or let's say soup, or other things, is going to be matzah ashira, and therefore the whole first day, or the first 2 days, they will not eat gebracht. That's a very interesting chumrah, and then perhaps in another shir we can discuss, famously this whole discussion of, that some people do eat gebracht, and some people don't eat gebracht, but this is a minhag that's in between, and perhaps not so well known, that, and to eat gebracht the rest of Pesach, just not eat gebracht on the first day of Pesach.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.